All right, let's do it. Let's do this. Yo, let's do this. Go. Wow, man. We had such a fucking massive power outage. We had a massive power outage. Now, why is that not... interestingly, I don't have any... 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. I'm not really getting any movement there, am I? I wonder why. So my VCR, DDR1 or 2? That's DDR1. Oh, that's what's going on. That's DDR1. DDR2 is this. There you go. All right, so I think I'm it's a little noisy. Welcome to our pre-show for today, the whatever it is, the 5th of October. I have to go in for a scan today, my smoker's scan. There's nothing wrong with me. And if the picture looks kind of fucked up, it's because we had a big goddamn... Let me turn this thing down before it drives me out of my goddamn mind. Flyers and who? Who's playing? Flyers and I don't know who. Hockey's back, though, and I love it. That's the game that I now like. Bruins, hockey, the Flyers and the... Philadelphia and Boston. Philadelphia is one of those teams that... Philadelphia was an expansion team in 60, whatever it was, 66. But they seemed like they were one of the original six. They seemed like they belonged in the original six of the NHL. But I like hockey because it's got, you know, all the hitting that football has. And some people would say, oh, it doesn't have near the hitting that football has. You want to fucking bet. And if you want to throw in a skate... that has been sharpened to a fine edge, you know, a fine switchblade edge. If you want to throw in a fucking skate raking across your face or throat or, you know, some other, you know, then that also kind of adds to the excitement of hockey. And if you then want to throw in a stick, the blade of a stick getting shoved in your fucking mouth, you know, why, I think hockey, play for play, can compete with any bullshit that fucking football's got to dish out. And I realize the players are bigger in football and they run the risk of much more serious injuries such as spinal cord injury. Possibly. That's possible. But then in hockey, you have such... we've had such injuries as concussion, fractured skulls. We've had, fractures of the face. Orbital bones getting fractured and destroyed, facial bones getting fractured and destroyed. Grotesque fucking injuries in hockey. Take a look at the fucking mugs of some of these goddamn players. All right, so anyway, and that's why I love it, see? That's the bottom line there, man. That's why I love that shit. Her name is Rio. maybe what we got to do is repurpose a show. No, better do a show. Okay, it's time now for the Phil Henry Show. Look, this is Ward Nuxley, and I was going to start things off and tell you Mr. Henry's studio was down, and I'm going to do it with Bud Dickman. And I know I did the show last week from Florida, and I just got back in, and I came to the studio, and I found that it was completely fucked up. This is Ward Nuxley. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Vex... Brought to you by the Boundless Vexel. The Vexel, the latest release in the Boundless Technology line. Dry herb, it's a dry herb loose leaf vaporizer from Boundless Technology. The Vexel is the latest release from Boundless Technology, a dry herb or loose leaf vaporizer. No liquid is used, Jack. In this device, only plant material. Okay? So in other words, if you have familiar with, well, never mind. Not only is it the THC CBD flower, is it for THC or CBD flower, tobacco, or any other therapeutic herbs such as tobacco or any other therapeutic herbs such as lavender and chamomile can also be used in the Vexel. It's easy to use. It's got an easy to use 3-button system. The Vexel heats up as soon as it's powered on and gets the temperature in about 30 seconds. Heat up your ground material in the Vexel with one of the 4 preset temperatures and inhale those therapeutic vapors that you love so very deeply. The Vexel never burns the material or turns the material into ash. Vapor is released as the byproduct rather than harsh smoke. All you get is vapor. Essentially, it's a handheld oven for herbs or tobacco made from medical-grade materials. That means ceramic herbal chamber. That means a ceramic herbal chamber and the zirconia cooling spiral in the mouthpiece. Leave smoking and combustion in the past. Jack, experience the efficiency of a dry herb vaporizer, travel-friendly and reliable. The Vexel powder. Yeah! World famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Vexel from Boundless Technology. Friends, the Vexel is the latest release from the Boundless Technology line, the dry herb or loose leaf vaporizer you've been hearing so much about. Her name is Rio, and she lives on the Rio Grande. Ah, oh Christ. I gotta be honest with you, as much as I miss Jackie, and I miss her a hell of a lot, it's great to be back in California. It's great to be home. It's just great to be home. What can I tell you? Florida, I said this to my very close personal friend, Derek Waters, today on the phone. I said, Florida was good to me, man. Florida is where my initial success was. Florida, I worked for probably the greatest radio station. KFI was a great station, but WIOD was the best fucking radio station I ever worked for in terms of talent, just focus, just the years that I was there. Knew exactly what it was doing. We knew exactly what, it was just a crazy, wonderful, unpredictable place to work. I loved it. I really loved it. And living in Miami was great. I loved every minute in Miami. It was a fun fucking city, man. And I think those are the last years of my real love affair with football. I mean, I got into football. I was into football well into my years in LA. I've been watching motherfucking football since I was five. My father played professionally in Canada, so it was on in the house. Football was the thing. But anyway, the last real affinity I had for football, I think, was in Miami. But so I started my radio career in Orlando. So Florida was a huge, huge, experience for me, man, when it came to my life. Fell in love there twice. First girl I ever wanted to marry, I met in Orlando. And so, did I marry her? No. But that's a story for another day. But, and then there's Jackie and everything in between. So, it's heartbreaking for me to see what's happened to that fucking state. And I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to argue with people about it. I'm not going to debate people. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen that state go from a place of possibility to just a dumb fucking filter. It's like a trap. It's like a shit trap for the country. Just all the shit goes there. What happened? I don't know. They just said, fuck this. We're just going to be Southern. Something. I don't know what they said. But it's a stupid fucking place full of fucking morons. I mean, up one side and down the next. They decided that they wanted to be just a bunch of fucking dumb goddamn rednecks. Too many Cubans, too many black-skinned Caribbean people, too many darkies. That's what happened. The rednecks just got real. They did what they did in the 19th century, man. They decided to just push out all that dark skin, man, like when they set all the Seminoles on the Trail of Tears. They took the Seminole people and basically stuck them on a highway to hell, man. They put them into the first industrialized genocide in the history of this fucking country. And again, I'm not debating this with anybody because I know what I'm talking about. And I'm well past debate. I don't know about the rest of you. I ain't fucking talking to anybody about anything. I'm not going to debate shit. Somebody wants to fucking, I hear this talk about civil war. Let's go. Sure as shit, I ain't going to sit and fucking talk to your fucking ass. Fuck it. What's with this camera, man? Done fucking talking. So, I'm an old man. I can say all these things, man. I don't give a fuck, It's just, to me, there ain't a fucking thing that redeems Florida now. I mean, there might be, if you get down to the art, there's an art district in Miami that I never knew existed, Wynwood. There's a kind of an arts area down that I like a lot. I wish I would have known it was there when I was living there. And you see flashes of places where, they're still trying to hold on to their fucking soul, but the rest of it's a shithole. And I mean Miami. Miami used to be the one place in Florida where you could have a couple of laughs. Now you can't even fucking get any laughs in that motherfucking piece of shit. Fort Lauderdale, that's another fucking toilet. I mean, I'm telling you, just stupid from the fucking keys all the way to that goddamn Tallahassee, whatever the fuck. What's the capital? Is it Tallahassee? From that dumb motherfucker they got for a governor all the way on down to that fucking toilet of Key West, Florida, that everybody thinks is so fucking is paradise. It's just another goddamn redneck burg. That's all it is. Just more fucking dumb rednecks. Don't give me this shit about, you know, Key West being this place of artistic splendor and, you know, and bohemian outpost bullshit. Just a bunch of dumb fucking rednecks down there, too. Tampa? Holy Christ. Well, what did Neil used to say? He said all the fucking nose pickers on the West Coast. That's before the fucking nose pickers moved to the East Coast. So, you know, and I've told Jackie this, you know, the only reason I go to Florida is to see you, baby. And the sooner you get your fucking house sold, the sooner we get your ass out of that fucking shit can. These motherfuckers think they're living in paradise. There's only one place to live. You're going to live in Florida. There's only one place to live. That's at the ocean. And I mean literally. You know, we were hanging out in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend, and there's like ocean to look at. There's something beautiful to see, in other words. And if there was, you know, some kind I don't know. If there are people worth talking to, they live there. Even though, Christ almighty, Fort Lauderdale is such a tourist trap. Just every dumbass that ever fucking lived walks the streets of that motherfucker. Day in and day out. But be that as it may, you got to live at the ocean. Otherwise, living in the interior of that there's nothing to see. There's, you know, they got all these gated communities. What for, man? What are you keeping out? Who the fuck wants to go into your goddamn gated fucking piece of shit community? Smells like a fucking septic tank. Looks like it was put up yesterday. It'll fall down tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, I'm not kidding you, man. These motherfuckers think they're living large. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I remember when I first flew into Miami a year and a half ago to see Jackie. I went, oh, wow, it's so great to be back. I remember the sights, the sounds, the smells, everything reminded me of when I was there at IOD. Boy, it only took a fucking couple of months to get the lay of the land of that motherfucker. And I realized this is not the Miami I left. This is not the same place. I was so happy to be there. No way, man. Okay, so what are we going to fucking do today? I think what we ought to do, because we had a power outage. And you're lying here next to me. Was there a Carolina-New England Super Bowl? Well, these must be Super Bowls, because this is Miami and Washington in their power eye formation. There goes Zonka. I'm in heaven. All right, I guess that's it, man. I guess that's all the fucking damage I can do. All right, here we go. Here we go. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by the Boundless Vexel from Boundless Technology. Guys, the Vexel is the latest release in the Boundless Technology line. It is... Hey, it's Phil Hendry for the Vexel, the latest release in the Boundless Technology line, the dry herb and loose leaf... The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Boundless Vexel from Boundless Technology. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by the Vexel from Boundless Technology. Guys, the Vexel is the latest release in the Boundless Technology line, a dry herb or loose leaf vaporizer. No liquid is used in this device, only plant material. So not only is it for THC, CBD, flower, but tobacco or any other therapeutic herbs such as lavender and chamomile can also be used in the Vexel. They've got an easy-to-use three-button system. The Vexel heats up as soon as it is. Oh. Okay. Are we doing this spot at the beginning or at the end?